Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm so glad you guys can watch. My mom just does a jerk.
I forgot.
Every time that I start this podcast. If you didn't know that, if you're still listening, my mom is quite entertaining to watch during this, if you ever want to check out our YouTube channel, which is what I want to start. Sorry, Mom, say hello.
Hi.
Now my turn. I want to start this podcast off by saying it is so difficult to be a new YouTuber. I don't understand how people do it. To start a new channel on YouTube is exhausting. It took me a week and my sister's contacts at YouTube to start my new channel. No, not to start, to make money on my channel, the new podcast channel. So my mom doesn't, she didn't
it
do
was
any.
Rough.
It was rough for you.
It was rough for me.
It was so rough. Had to read a tweet of mine about it.
And I went, wait, what?
And you saw an Instagram post about it.
And I said, huh? What's going on?
It was a rough week for you.
It was rough.
So I started the podcast channel. I have my main channel and my vlog channel. So this is a third channel of mine. Now, for those of you who don't know, when you have a channel, to make money on it, you have to have an AdSense account. An AdSense account is owned by Google, and it's where they basically funnel the money from your YouTube channel into your bank account. The AdSense account is the middleman, basically.
I don't know any of this. I'm learning now.
So this is what it is. So in order to make money on YouTube, you must have an AdSense account. I have one for my main and my vlog channel. They're the same AdSense account. When I started the podcast channel, it wouldn't let me add it to that AdSense account.
You're only allowed to have two?
Well, I don't know. I was like trying to sign in and it would let me sign in, but then it wouldn't let me connect the account. And it was the most confusing thing at that point. I thought that was the most confusing thing.
Gotcha.
So I was like trying it. And it took like, I don't know, half hour for me to be like, I'll just open a new AdSense account just for the podcast. It's its own entity. It doesn't matter. So I opened it up. And you have to hit certain levels to be verified earn money. Mm-hmm. So I have to hit 1,000 subscribers, 40,000 hours worth of watch content. I have to have videos up. I have to have a thumbnail. I have to have things. I hit all these markers.
You did the things.
I did the things because of you guys. You're awesome. And I was like, okay, great. So I went to monetize the channel. I was like, I am allowed. I have an AdSense account. I've met the criteria. Give me my money. And they disabled the AdSense. They were like, you are not allowed to have money on this account.
Wow.
And I was like, what? And so I searched my emails. I searched all over the website being like, why?
Yeah.
And how do I fix it? And it was a good 2 hours of me trying to figure this out. Now, I have multiple YouTube accounts. And so when I went to the help page on the podcast site, there was no way to contact anybody. But when I went to the help page on my main channels, under my main channel, there was an option to chat. It said chat to chat for support. So I opened the chat box. You know how it's always like an automated computer or whatever. So I started talking and chatting and I just assumed it was a robot. And I was like, this is my issue. And they're like, we can't help you because you're chatting with us on an account that you're not trying to, that you're fix.
You have to talk.
Yeah, you have to talk to us from the account that you're having an issue with. And I said, well, the the option to chat with you doesn't exist on that account. Mm-hmm. And they said, right. I said, okay.
So
they're like, well, there's nothing we can do because you have to chat with us on that account. I was like, but the chat option isn't there on that account. They said, right, this is just a new thing that we're trying out with just certain accounts.
Okay, well, it's not working.
And I was like, okay. Okay. And I said, is there a human I can speak to? And she said, I am the human. And I said, oh, nice to meet you, human. That's cute. I was literally using like just like sassy, snarky little remark because I was so frustrated. And I was like, cute. How can I fix this issue? And she goes, well, you can chat with us. And I said, woman, I am chatting. I don't quite know what you want me to do here. And I said, is there any other way? Like, I feel like I'm spelling this out. And I was like, is there any other way besides chat that I could get help with this issue? And she goes, well, you can try emailing us. I said, great. I would love that. What's the email? And she goes, I can't give you that. I said, why can't you give it to me? She goes, well, it's a privileged email, some words like that. It's a privileged email address that we just can't give out to anyone because then it wouldn't be very helpful to everyone if it was too flooded. And I said, well, then why did you tell me to email?
Oh, my gosh.
She goes, well, I said try. Those were the words she said.
Oh, my gosh.
She said, I said try. And I said,
we'll probably be demonetized.
And I know. And I was, I was fed up. I said, okay, how would I try if I don't have the email address? She's like, well, you could find it. And I said, how? And she was like, well, if you go to the help page and you see, and she said, well, you go to this page. She sent me the link to the help page. That's just the general site. Like, that's just sending like someone to YouTube. And I was like, what am I supposed to do here? She goes, well, you can email from there. I said, how? She goes, well, if the option's not there, then you can't.
Oh my gosh.
I was dying of laughter at this point because I was so frustrated. I was also dealing with my computer was breaking and I had all these other things. And I was just like, so you're telling me the only two options to fix this are through chat, which I cannot do on the other site, so that's not an option, and email, which you won't give to me because I'm not worthy enough. She goes, I didn't say that. And I said, I was just summarizing. So there's nothing you can do here? She said something else, like just like a long form of no. And I said, have a blessed day. And I signed off. And I texted Colleen. I was like, hey, hate to pull this card. I need help.
Yeah.
And so she gave me a contact, her contact at YouTube. And I emailed them. And they were like, oh, okay. Yeah, it looks like you have too many AdSense accounts. And I was like, oh, she's like, you can only have one per person. And I was like, oh, nowhere did it tell me that. Nowhere did it say that was my issue.
But it wouldn't let you get on.
I know. And I realized, and it's because my original one that I created long ago was on a different email I don't use anymore. So while I can access it through my other emails, I can only do things from that first email address.
Got it.
And so I was like, okay, that makes sense. And I was like, is there any way you guys can help me on the back end? And she goes, right, yeah. She's like, well, right now there's 3 AdSense accounts. I was like, no. I have 2 AdSense accounts. She was going to delete Colleen's AdSense account. And I was like, hold up.
No.
She was like, well, it's the same last name and address. And I was like, no, no. So we have the same accountant. So we have the same accountant, the same last name. And I was like, lady, no, stop that. And I was like, just delete the podcast AdSense account and add the podcast AdSense. And apparently who was helping me, she was very, very sweet. They were, he and she both, they're very, very sweet, very helpful. But it was like, they explained to me, they can't see anything. They can just see a number that's accessible to the AdSense account. Like that's, what is the word? Associated. So it's a number associated with the AdSense account. Like that's our code number. Like that's what we are. It's like a URL. And then apparently just an address and last name.
Wow.
And so I had to go in and like figure out which ones were mine, which ones were Colleen's, which was the podcast, which is my main channel. And it was,
nightmare.
Like, how could anyone start on YouTube? What?
You said we've made 54 cents.
We have made 54 cents, ladies and gentlemen.
You should keep all 54 cents.
I think I deserve it. But then the second they were like, okay, you're monetized. We kind of like sped up the process for you. I was like, thank you. Once I finally got to email someone with this precious email address, they were very helpful. But up until that point, I was pulling hairs. But yeah, and then once I was like, okay, monetize the 2 videos I have. We have 2 videos up. Said, monetize these. They immediately were like, this is limited. They are not suitable for advertisers. And I was like, what in the? And I realize my vlog channel gets hit a lot with that, but my main channel doesn't. Mm-hmm. Which means me to believe older, long-term, bigger channels don't get hit. Mm-hmm. It's the smaller, newer channels that get hit. And it's so impossible. I was like, how could you start? I can't imagine trying to start on YouTube right now.
I would have given up long ago.
Because, like, I know my issue was because I've already been on YouTube. Like, that I had multiple AdSense accounts. But even to start an AdSense account is extremely confusing. And the only reason I knew how to do it is because I had done it before. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, it must be torturous to start an account now.
Yeah.
And, like, trying to, even now, like, you didn't know any of that stuff. So I'm sure anyone trying to start YouTube doesn't know any of that stuff. And I just feel really bad. Just for anyone trying to start out. And I just want to say, like, maybe YouTube isn't as long lasting as we wanted it to be because they're making it really hard to do.
Yeah. That's
Matt keeps trying to get me to switch to Twitch. Mm-hmm. He wants me to start streaming on Twitch, just do live streams of nothing. He was like showing me Twitch earlier and he's like, you need to get on this. It's a gaming site, but now they're getting really into live streaming.
Yeah, Jessica does. Jessica does it.
And like Matt was like, seriously, just start it. And then my manager texted me and he's like, hey, Twitch wants you to like be on them. And I was like, okay, listen, boys. I was like, if one of you wants to figure out how to set up an account with me, I may try it. So my manager's like, yeah. So apparently I'm starting a Twitch channel.
Woohoo!
Jessica will be excited about it. And apparently you. They wanted us to live stream the podcast. And I was like, no.
We talked about that at VidCon.
VidCon.
It's different. It's a different format.
Yes. Like, we normally don't edit. It's the only time we do edit is if we accidentally slip a secret. Mm-hmm. And then, or if I miss read a sponsor, we don't have any sponsors for today, but there's a lot of times I'm given a script to put in my own words and I read it. But there's times I say it wrong and I have to reread it. And that if you watch it, you'll see when I do those cuts, those edits. And it's really the only time we edit. But if we live streamed, I'd be so nervous to do a sponsor.
Yeah.
I could get sued if I say their stuff wrong.
Yeah.
Because it's all like legal crap and mumbo jumbo. So it's like, I don't think I could live stream it.
Yeah.
I don't think I could. So I was like, I'll just live stream myself. I'm comfortable just being an idiot. All right. So you wanted to talk about FaceApp.
Well, I wanted you to talk about
FaceApp. Okay. I will talk about FaceApp.
Don't download that, kiddos.
Okay. So what FaceApp is, everyone's seen it. Everyone was turning old on Instagram and Facebook these past few days.
And I wanted to do it going, oh, how much older can I look? But then I kind of researched a little and went, you know what, I don't think I want to download this. And then I started hearing all kinds of things.
Yeah, I downloaded it, and before I read all kinds
of
things.
Did you
delete it? I deleted it off my phone.
I wanted to see what I look like. Okay.
Oh my god.
Then you can delete it.
I get burpy because I'm having kombucha at the moment. But yeah, I used it. It's funny, haha. But apparently Russia made the app. Everyone knows about this now. Russia made the app, and then they basically, you're agreeing to them basically owning the likelihood of your face.
Yep.
So they own your face now if you've used
the
account.
And they can search your history, your cookies.
So I deleted it.
I don't know how much is truth, how much is...
Well,
you know,
they have the ability to do so. Doesn't mean they are doing so, but like always stray on the side of caution. But I don't have much to hide, but I don't like when people use my face for things. I didn't give you permission to use my face. I mean, I did because I downloaded your app and I'm an idiot and didn't read the stuff. But so you didn't get to use it?
I didn't download it. I didn't do it.
And I know.
All I have to do is look in a mirror.
That is not true. Well, if any reckless people out there still have the app, use one of my mom's photos, run it through, and send it to her.
Oh my god, it's gonna be so embarrassing.
Don't download it just to do that. Like, if it's already on your phone and you're like, I don't care about them Russians, go for it. Okay. Oh, speaking of hacking us, another thing happened to me this week. I have this avocado stuffed animal.
Yes.
Did you see my Insta story
about this?
Okay. So if you're watching it, you can see that I have this. Matt, I was cleaning out my office. And I was like, Matt came in. I was like, I have a thing with stuffed animals. I have since I was a child. I don't know. I have this like collector thing in me. I love collecting. It's actually hoarding.
You're welcome.
It's hoarding. It's not collecting. Hoarding. It's hoarding.
It's we like something because, so we want the whole set.
No.
It's incomplete.
That's not even what it is. There's not multiple sets of this stuffed animal avocado. That was my thing. It's like I never had sets. I never got into like gnome collecting. There's like histories and stories behind these gnomes or whatever. Oh. Like there's different things you collect, like
Beanie Babies.
Okay, sure, Beanie Babies. But like I was never like into stories about them. When people collect stuff like baseball cards and figurines, they know stuff about them. I just like got something and then just never got rid of it. That's not collecting, that's hoarding.
Kind of collected those little Kelly dolls, the little boy and girl Kelly dolls.
I was just playing with them. They weren't collecting. I was just playing.
Okay.
Anyway, so
hats. You collected hats. You had a zillion hats.
Yeah, people just kept giving them to me.
Okay.
So anyway, I have a hard time getting rid of stuffed animals, but I don't need all the ones that I have. And this is one I got in a mystery box in a video a while ago.
It's cute.
And it is cute. It's very cute. But Matt came in my office and I said, here, throw away this stuffed animal. I don't want it anymore, but I don't have the heart to throw it away. So throw it away when I'm not looking. And he was like, really? You want to get rid of this cute little avocado stuffed animal? And I said, yeah. And he goes, no, just put it here on the shelf. And I was like, no, I don't want to put the avocado there. And we said it maybe a few times talking about it. And he was like, no, just trust me. It'll be cute in your background. He set it on a shelf and he walked out. He put it on that shelf. It's in my hand. So anyway, then the next day, I get an ad on Instagram for this exact stuffed animal avocado. And I was furious. I was furious. I Instagrammed about it. And my friend Michael texted me that night and was like, I don't know how, but I got that same ad the day before. No, he was like the day before. So it's your fault. I was like, it's not. That was the day before. But I think maybe that ad's going around. But no, they were listening.
It's on Instagram and you have to turn off the speaker. Because that's, I did that. I turned off the speaker toward, on Instagram.
Yeah, but then I can't, it's you turn off your microphone. If you turn off your microphone, they can't listen to it. Yes, that's why you can't record.
Anyway, I don't get ads anymore that are creepy.
Yeah, but I have to keep my microphone on because I take videos on Instagram. So like I'm stuck in this terrible little position where I can't turn my microphone off because of my job.
Okay, so they're doing what FaceApp's doing.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. All of these apps are invading our life. I will never get an Alexa. Even they try and brand deal me, I won't do it. I'll go over to Jessica's and use hers.
Duncan uses it.
Oh, my God.
Jojo Siwa.
I love how he tries to call people with
call
it.
Call Grandma.
Who was he trying to call? It was a fictional character. He was trying to call a fictional character yesterday or 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember. But it was really cute.
It's adorable.
Follow Jessica's what's her Instagram?
I'll tell you right
now. Is it Jessica Ballinger or Ballinger Mom?
If you type in Jessica Ballinger,
her Insta stories are always of Duncan and they're hilarious.
They're so cute. So cute. I have to find it because it's going to drive me nuts.
No, you don't know her.
It's Jessica Ballinger.
Okay, Jessica Ballinger. Oh, she's Ballinger Mom on Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see the trailer for Cats?
No.
You know Cats the musical?
On Broadway.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're making a movie about it. And it's all CGI and it's terrifying. Oh, your face says it all. So I haven't seen or met or heard of a single person even okay with the trailer. Everyone is mad about it and I don't think they should release the movie. So I'm going to redo. Hold on. Just pause for a second.
Pause. What are we doing? What'd we do?
Oh, we did. The SD card can only handle 18 minutes. Then I have to restart it.
Oh.
Oh, my dog just made a noise out there.
One
of my dogs.
The other one's right here.
Yeah, the other one's too rambunctious. Yes. so anyway, the CGI is terrible. And I saw someone post, the only thing I got from the trailer was this. And it's on Broadway, the cat has its legs straight up in the air. Like they're flexible, amazing dancers, gymnasts. And in the movie one, like their legs like out here, and it's just like they're not as good, they're not as talented, it's all CGI, it looks terrible. And also Cats doesn't have a storyline.
Yeah, I don't know the story of that.
It's just they're just running around cats. Being cats.
Yeah.
I'm actually gonna pause for a second because I think he was just in the bathroom and I should make sure he didn't get into the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, we're back. I just had to make sure a dog wasn't in a toilet.
And this one's licking my leg.
Okay, well, it happens. So yeah, that was the Cats trailer. Looks terrible. I don't think they should release the movie. I think it's just going to get bad reviews and be a waste of money. I mean, they've already wasted the money making the movie. But it's, Cats doesn't have a storyline. It's just angelical cats running around a theater. I don't know how to say that's a storyline. Blaze, don't lick your penis while we're recording. Hey. Sorry, guys.
Not something you expect to hear on a podcast. No wonder we're not monetized.
You know what? That's true. I feel bad because every time you... they say you're not suitable for advertisers. You have to, you fight it, you can test it. And then a human at YouTube has to watch your entire video to say if it's suitable for advertisers. So I am so sorry.
Hey, but there's another listener.
Oh, that's true.
That's more hours.
But I feel so bad for whoever at YouTube, if you have to watch this. If this one gets binged, whoever's watching this because I contested it, I apologize.
We're sorry.
But you stuck me in an algorithm that I don't enjoy. All right, so... big thing that happened on YouTube that I didn't partake in was Shane Dawson posted a new video and I didn't watch it.
What was it about? I didn't hear this.
Blaze, you need to stop making noises, buddy.
I heard one that's coming up in the fall.
No, he released one about a YouTuber who like, I didn't watch it. I don't even know the YouTuber. It was a gist of this girl who has an extremely thin body. She looks extremely anorexic, mm-hmm. emancipated. Is that the right word? Emancipated? I feel like Emancipation Proclamation. I don't, you're agreeing with me. Blaze, stop licking yourself. This is not bath time. This is podcast time. Don't give me that look. Anyway.
Big sigh.
Mom. I have the most dramatic dogs. Blaze sighs and Snoop plays dead all the time. Anyway. It's about this girl, this YouTuber. She's 5'10", weighs like 120 pounds. I'm 5'10", and weigh 150. So there's, she weighs 85 pounds. That is, so imagine that's me really... minus 75 pounds.
Math is hard.
Math is really hard, guys. So 150 minus 85.
She's throwing out a lot of numbers here. Math is hard.
Anyway, we're the same height and very different weights. So anyway. She was on YouTube for a long time or was whatever. I don't know. I don't know her story. I didn't watch the video. Very skinny. Everyone was very like concerned about it. Then she went off of YouTube. I don't know. She went off of YouTube. Everyone thought she's dead, but really she's still alive. And she said she's still alive. And then Shane did a video on her. That's all I know.
Get your news here.
Rachel. Facts. I didn't watch it.
I have a fact. Do you want to hear my fact?
I would love to hear your fact.
It's pretty exciting.
Okay.
Peppa the Pig released her first album.
Pepe the Pig! People wanted to know what we felt about a fictional character releasing an album, and I just have to say, Hannah Montana did, so yes. Just saying, Pepe the Pig can, all right? Pepe the Pig. I'm surprised SpongeBob.
The Grinch who stole Christmas as an album?
Well, that's just the Grinch that has an album. Like, the movie. It's the soundtrack.
Well, no, the other one had a soundtrack, maybe?
I don't know.
Cartoon?
Oh, it's a soundtrack. It's like, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. It's not like the Grinch is singing.
True.
The Grinch didn't come out with an album. Okay, it's a soundtrack.
The pig did.
Anyway, Hannah Montana came out with one. Pepe the Pig can. That's all I have to say. Did she crush it? Did you listen to it?
Not yet.
Neither have I. I don't even know what Pepe the Pig is. I know it's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon.
But it's not in my day and age cartoon. But SpongeBob is everyone's DNA cartoon.
He's timeless.
20 years.
SpongeBob is timeless.
It's been 20 years.
Well, then that is time.
That is time.
It's not timeless. It's 20 years.
But it, yeah, no, it's not timeless. It's 20 years. anyway. Oh, yeah, I just don't have time to watch Shane Dawson's new series. I've been watching Queer Eye. The new season came out.
Yeah, it did.
Have you watched it?
I don't know what's on. I never know what's going on at Colleen's house. I don't know.
So you don't know if you've watched it?
No, I don't know. I get glimpses of things now and then, and then home I don't watch anything.
Colleen confuses my brain so much. She buys all the shows. She buys all of RuPaul's Drag Race, all of everything, like, but she never actually watches it. That's just always on.
No. Yes, and then she'll go, what just happened?
Yes, and then you have to give her like a summary. Like, she doesn't watch the show. She loves the show. She supports the show. She buys the show, but she never watches it. So you've probably watched just as much as her.
Probably.
Yeah, so anyway, new Queer Eye's out. they I was watching Queer Eye, and I was like, they did it before. The guy who renovates the houses is phenomenal. He's so good, and the houses are always amazingly transformed. And I looked at Matt and I said, "Our house looks like the before pictures." Yeah. And he was like, "What?" He immediately went on Amazon and started looking for art.
Is that the one? Is the latest show? Have you seen the latest show?
I haven't seen the latest episode. I've seen. Oh, okay. I'm in the middle of the season.
Okay, because when I came over here today, there was something on that had a gentleman who used to be in a gang or something.
Was he in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
okay,
it.
Okay, that's it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was. I just watched that episode. Okay, okay. Yeah. So you've never seen it.
And I only got glimpses because I was doing my dad.
I think you'd like it. You'd like Jonathan. He's everyone's favorite. He's amazing. Anyway, did anyone buy anything for Amazon Prime? We talked about Amazon Prime, but like, did you buy anything?
No.
I had a painting in the cart that we had just been talking about getting it. And then when I went on for Amazon Prime, it was on sale. And I was like, well, I'll just buy it then, because I refuse, when sales happen, I refuse to partake in them unless something I've already deemed I need to buy is on sale. Because that's what sales do. They get you to buy things you don't need because you think you're saving money, but in reality, you're buying something you never were going to buy. Yeah. So you're spending money. But this was already in the cart. I was already going to buy it.
All right.
So that's what I did. So some drama happened on Twitter that I never got an update about. I mean, I probably should have checked Twitter before I started this sentence. But Bella Thorne and Tana had a weird tiff on Twitter this week. Where uh-oh. Bella tweeted, do you know Bella and Tana? They were like, Tana was dating Jake Paul, engaged to.
Oh, Jake Paul. Yes,
so you know Tana.
Yeah.
You know Tana, TanaCon, everything. Well, Bella was, she Disney star? She was a Disney star and now she's an actress. She does some stuff. But they were like dating, mm-hmm. Her and Tana dated and they're like best friends and they do all this stuff together. And then it always seems when one of them gets a boyfriend, they stop talking. It's just very clear. That's what happens with a lot of girls I've noticed. They get a boyfriend, their friends no longer matter. Then they break up and they're best friends with their friends again. So that's what I've just seen. But Bella Thorne tweeted that they're no longer friends because Tana broke girl code.
Girl code?
There's a girl code, apparently. I don't know what girl code is. But
I don't know what a girl code is.
I don't know. Then Tana tweeted something that really wasn't English. I was trying to decipher what she was saying. I think she was high when she wrote it. But something about how Bella always tweets when she's mad at Tana, but then tells everyone in person how much she cares about Tana. So, like, Tana's like, are you doing this for attention? Are you mad at me for real? And then Bella tweets her saying, answer your phone. You only dated me for Twitter. So, I'm summarizing everything. And then Tana tweets how hurtful Bella's being, but never mentions, like, the phone thing. And then the whole thing was really weird, and that's how it ended.
Okay.
So I don't know. I mean, there might be updates, but like as of yesterday when I looked at this and I went, what is happening? That's all that happened. And I just am like, hey, stop tweet. Unless you're going to give me the full story, don't tweet things that are like that.
Yeah.
Like tell me what Tana did. Tell me why you think she dated you just for Twitter. How did she break girl code? Tana, why aren't you answering your phone? These are I'm curious. I'm a curious person. The only time I talk about drama is when I have more questions.
Yeah, we want to know answers.
Well, I want to know. So
to that, I don't. But okay.
What?
I don't know these people.
That's true. I guess since I guess I've been like kind of watching them from afar and being like, how do you guys not see your cycles? Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, it's just like, oh, okay.
Just to you. I guess if you talked to me about two humans I didn't know, I'd be like, I don't really care.
Right. Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah. I hope they get their stuff worked out. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it for news.
It's National Hammock Day.
National Hammock Day?
Doesn't that sound great?
It does. The only time I go on hammocks is when I'm in Hawaii. And that was a very bougie, privileged sentence.
Yes. But it was great, wasn't it?
It was fantastic.
When I was in high school, my parents took us to Hawaii to backpack around Kauai. I'm probably saying them all wrong.
Kauai, yeah.
No, not Kauai.
Maui.
No. Molokai.
Molokai.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And that was back in the 70s, people. So there was nothing there.
Oh, wow.
And it was fun.
Molokai's a smaller island, right?
Yeah. My dad had, he would string our hammocks.
Oh, there's some ish going on in Hawaii right now. I don't know the full scope. Oh, that's a pun, because what's happening is America's being a butthole and trying to build a telescope there in the middle of, I think it's Oahu. I believe it's Oahu. In the middle, and they're like just trying to build a ginormous telescope that it's going to be like seen from everywhere, and it's really freaking ugly. And Hawaii's like protesting it, and they're like, the protesters are getting arrested, and it's like, don't build a telescope there. You have a bunch of other, build it in Kansas. There's just lots of land there.
Yeah.
But Hawaii's land is very sacred, and there's not much of it.
Yeah.
And we've already Americanized it enough.
That's sad.
Don't put a telescope there. That's all I have to say. I was very upset about that.
Rachel, you seem like you really need to lay in a hammock today.
You know, one of my favorite memories of Hawaii, my family, like, we didn't have money growing up,
nope.
But my dad traveled a lot for business, so he did get air miles and hotel miles, hotel points and rental car points. And yes. So we would, once every five years, would go to Hawaii.
All on points.
We would switch hotels
every 2 days
and rental cars every 2 days, because like that's how we got, like that's how my dad's points worked.
Yep.
So we would be at a hotel 2 days later, pack it all up, go down the street to a different hotel, stay there for free. So
and he'd get up early in the morning and take a rental car back. Change
my
it for
dad
one,
would
and-
go listen to timeshare
oh,
pitches.
No, not dad. Dad
both,
and I.
So that we could snorkel for free.
Painful.
So like,
painful.
I was a spoiled child because my dad worked so hard and my mom sat through those things and supported him. And it was like, we got to vacation for free, essentially, because my dad had to work so hard for
it.
But like,
he was working hard. I'm going to pat myself on the back, because when he was working hard on all those business trips,
you were taking care of four children. Yes. So my dad traveled a lot. So my mom had to be home alone with four children, homeschooling and like doing it all herself. So like, shout out, you both worked hard. Being a mom is 100% a job. Yes.
Great memories.
My favorite memory in Hawaii was, I think it was our first trip out there. We were at Kauai. We're on Kauai.
Yes.
And it was 6 a.m. I woke up with dad.
Probably from the roosters crowing.
Yeah, because there's roosters outside. He said, let's go take a walk. So it was me and my dad at 6 a.m. I've never been awake that early in my life at that point. And we just went and sat on a hammock out next to the ocean, and there was just chickens running all around us, and that was like my favorite, because it was so quiet, and it's like the first time in my life I'd been near quiet and calm and relaxing, just because I grew up in a very chaotic small house with six people. That was one of my favorite memories about Hawaii. So
it's National Hammock Day.
It's National Hammock Day also
National Rat Catchers Day.
Like the people who catch rats, or like the mechanisms that catch them? You didn't look into this.
Yeah, I did. And I went, what? What? And then I even thought about, I shouldn't bring that up because, oh, those poor rats. But no, because there's rats in my backyard that we have to catch.
Yeah, I'm in like a weird position with rodents.
It's hard because you want to respect all animals. But hey,
I know.
Don't poop in my yard. Don't bring disease in my yard.
That's my thing is the disease, because I've got dogs and I'm always scared that, because people poison rats.
Yes, that's happened to us. A neighbor poisoned because she had moles and stuff in her yard, and our dog got sick eating.
Yeah, like people poison little rodents.
And they don't know.
And then they think like the animal just dies. No, the animal comes into a different yard. Your dog gets it and your dog eats poison, essentially.
Yep.
And or your cat or whatever. That always stresses me out.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't want animals. I don't want rodents in my yard just because I'm scared that they're going to hurt my animals by being eaten by my animals.
Right.
So
I had to stop feeding the birds because I had 20 million bird feeders in my backyard.
You seemed weird.
Gosh. It's fun. All those different birds.
The birds, the hummingbirds and stuff and all those. It was the crows that was weird, that you were feeding the crows.
I stopped the crows.
But, yeah, that was the weird part.
I stopped everybody. All of it.
Okay.
They have to find food somewhere else. But I still have water bowls out for them.
That's good.
They can take a bath and have a sipple.
All right, Mom. Explain the game for the day.
Oh, we talked about this last week. Mad Gab. So I bought it.
She found it.
Well, then, I did buy something on Amazon Prime. Mad Gab. But it...
Was it on sale?
Yes, it was.
Ah!
Whoop, whoop. Okay.
I'm going to give you the 50 cents that we earned on the channel.
No.
The game. To reimburse you.
No, because I still have to...
Sorry, 54 cents. 54 cents.
So I guess what the story is. The rules.
God.
Is I have to read it as it says it. And you have to tell me what I'm saying.
Okay.
But I think it's the wrong
The emphasis is on the wrong syllable. We entertain ourselves way too much.
We do. We really do.
Okay. So my mom's going to read this, and if she says it the correct way, it is actually a sentence or a phrase.
I'm just going to read it as it is, and then I'll say it faster.
Okay.
Candy canes. Yeah, see? Okay, you do the next one.
Okay. We'd hidden half fudge ants.
Now say it faster.
We'd hidden half fudge ants.
We didn't have fudge ants. What?
Wait, how do you see? Oh, it's upside down. Wait, no. How do you? Where's the answer? Back. No, it's oh, I see it. Oh, we didn't have. Oh, see, since I know what it is, since I know it is, I'm gonna say it correctly. We'd hidden half fudge ants.
We didn't have fudge ants.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. All
right. Okay, did you mean? Now I know. You cannot read the answer.
Okay.
Before you do it, or else you're going to say it like that.
Here's my eyeballs on. I don't know what this one is. Haas seem surreal tomb he. Haas seems surreal to me.
Oh. It all seems surreal to me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Good job. It all seems so real to me. Close.
High date tube Ian issues.
High date tube issues.
High date tube Ian issues.
It has to be an issue. We have some issues?
No, we do. Oh, no, I can't say it.
Ah, isn't that funny?
High date tube Ian issues.
I'd hate to be in his shoes.
Yes! Woo!
Ding, 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 ding. Okay.
Gosh, this is entertaining.
Okay. Aid, ask Hal Linder.
Aid, ask Hal Linder. No, I didn't say it. No, now you
can. Oh. Okay. Now I'm going to say it.
I'd ask. Oh, wait, say it slow again.
I'd ask Hal Linder.
Dang it. Linder. I'd ask him later.
No, I'd ask. You're not asking anybody nothing.
Dang it. Say it again.
I'm going to say the real words.
Okay. That's why you can't read the answer before it.
Aid ask Hal Linder.
I'd have a cow with her. I don't know what it is.
A desk calendar? I know.
Okay. No reading thing before. Note Ray, none wills.
Note Ray, none wills.
Note Ray, none wills.
You're not reading.
Note Ray, none wills.
Oh, Rachel.
Note Ray, none wills.
Don't read my will.
No tray, none wills. I have to see what it is.
I don't know. See? Okay, now say it again.
No tray, none wills.
No.
I sound Irish. No tray, none wills. Say it with an Irish accent.
No tray, none wills.
Yeah!
No tray.
Yeah, no tray, none wills.
Oh, Lee would be so proud of us.
Stop filming me.
Stop, you stupid Americans.
You stupid Americans. Okay.
Okay. Egg Hill Deep Lash Your.
Egg Hill Deep Lash.
Try a German accent. Maybe it'll.
What's a German accent?
Oh, no, you said it. Go. Oh,
go sit. Well, I don't know what it is anymore.
Egg Hill Deep Lasher.
Egg Hill Deep Lasher.
You're saying it.
I can't say it.
Oh,
Egg Hill Deep Lasher.
Yes.
What? I don't know what I'm saying. I have no idea what I'm saying.
No, it is.
Yes.
A guilty pleasure.
A guilty pleasure?
Oh my gosh, that's fun.
Okay, we have to be done with that.
Okay, we're done.
Oh, I think that might be my new favorite game.
That is funny.
I love that game so much. Oh. All right. On to the questions. Tilly C asks, oh, by the way, the giveaway winner, do you even have it?
You have it.
I have it? I don't have it. I'll give you something.
We lost the giveaway. Didn't I leave it with you?
I don't remember what happened.
I probably stuck it in my purse.
We'll find it. If not, we'll reimburse it.
I'll give you different chicken facts.
The winner of the chicken facts will be Tilly C.
Yay, thank you so much, Tilly C.
And she is the first person to ask me a question this week. Tilly C, we will DM you on the podcast account, podcast ATI on Twitter, to figure out how to get you your thing, which we don't even know what it is anymore. You'll get something.
It'll be something good.
Not your Altoids. Tilly C wants to know, when was the last time you smelled flowers?
On a walk in a neighbor's yard smelling the roses. Went probably a week ago.
Okay, mine was a couple days ago. I walked past my rose bushes and went, oh, that smells fantastic. Oh,
I love your rose bushes.
Blaze is looking at us. Go back to sleep.
Another Altoid?
No. My mom gave him an Altoid once when we didn't film. So more than 3 weeks ago. And it was extremely funny.
Quality content.
Kimmy wants to know our opinion on cancel culture. When you cancel someone on the internet, you don't, mom, you know what it is. When like James Charles' drama happened, everyone canceled him.
Oh, they're so rude. Okay.
Yeah, that's my thing.
That's rude.
So back in my day, YouTubers didn't gang up on each other.
No.
They supported each other because it was a smaller community. No one was trying to beat anyone with numbers. It was like we all supported each other. And the first person to ever get canceled or was Sam Pepper. He was a YouTuber from England, and he was very misogynistic, sexually assaulted girls.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, and it was the first time YouTubers came out and... like, we're like, this is not a good
person.
But
he actually did something wrong.
Yeah. He was there was facts. There was a terrible human. It was proof. It was just like, he was bad. That was the first time cancer culture ever... Cancel culture. What is cancer? Not really. I shouldn't joke about that.
It's not a joke. It spreads like cancer.
Yes, that's what I mean.
It really does.
And that's the first time that canceling thing ever took place. But it was a time when it should have. And it wasn't attacking. It was just like... spreading awareness. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. It was like, people who support him, just letting you know, he's not a great person. He's done these terrible things. I don't think that we should be, as a community, supporting him anymore. And everyone was like, we agree. And then that was it. Mm-hmm. And then it was done. And it was like, he didn't get it. He had some people stayed with him, but a lot of people left. And that was like, that was it. And I feel like that's how it should be. Like when the tattoo artist Romeo was like, he admitted to like being with underage girls, like we should be like, okay, everyone, these are the facts, we shall not support. And people are like, agreed. That's how it should be. But when it's like, ooh, this person did something behind this back, cancel!
You don't know what's going
on. Spread rumors and say terrible things and blah, blah, blah. Like, that is such a terrible mindset. Yes, when someone does something wrong, we should all acknowledge it, and we should decide, individually, we should decide if we support that or not. Mm-hmm. But to just, like, attack and just try and make jokes to get likes and follows, that is so just bad. You're putting someone down for your own gain. That's why it's so terrible. That's what cancel culture is. It's this thing where everyone decides, okay, this person's done. Let's all try and benefit from this.
It's like mob mentality.
It is a mob mentality. It's like everyone's trying to benefit from it by like making a video or a post or jokes about it to get, it's a cheap shot. It's cheap comedy. It's cheap everything. And it's like, that's a terrible mindset. Yes, when someone does something wrong, it should be brought to light. The person should have a chance to apologize or, you know, say something. Mm-hmm. If it's clear, like, this is a terrible person, we should all stop supporting them. And, like, hopefully they, you know, but, like, just to, like, The way it all happens now, cancel culture, that's what it is. It's terrible.
So to answer her question, we don't like it.
We don't like it. But people should be called out for their actions and there should be consequences. So people should stop supporting someone who's terrible. But the whole culture thing, it's not my jam. Coraline asks, will your dad ever get a mic? I think he would be funny if he did. My dad's not here today. But when he sits here, I think I like him not having a mic.
Agreed.
I will decide if he can talk or not. And also, I think it's really funny when there's always just like a person in a corner.
A random person
who just doesn't say anything, who just, you could just see their reactions, or you maybe hear it in the back of the microphone. That's my favorite.
We should have some random stranger on the couch next time.
Oh, we should.
Wouldn't it be great?
Just someone we don't even know.
Right. We pay you to sit there. $5, just sit there.
I'm paying anyone.
54 cents.
54 cents. Haley wants to know what our unpopular opinions are. Actually unpopular opinions. Mine is that I don't think watermelon is a good fruit.
Oh, agree.
Okay, well maybe it's not that unpopular.
Yeah.
But I thought that was a very unpopular opinion. Right now everyone's eating watermelon because it's summer.
Yeah.
That is, yeah, I don't like watermelon. And that's okay if you like it.
Yeah.
You can have mine.
Oh, I'll happily serve you watermelon.
You don't have to share your watermelon with me.
No. I'll cut it up for you, but I won't eat it.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Blaze. You coming over to me? He usually hangs out with my mom. And then, Amelia wants to know if we listen to anyone else's podcasts.
Yes.
Who do you listen to?
A couple different people.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do.
Are you just saying that?
No. You can check on my phone.
Who do you listen to?
People.
Okay. Mom's being a little secretive over here. I'll tell you who I listen to.
Well, I listen to a couple of different things.
Hey, stop whining.
Sorry. I listened to somebody on the Democratic side and somebody on the Republican side.
Oh, you get a couple points of view.
So I can have both points of view and come to my own.
That I'm is not liking phenomenal, either party right Mom.
Now. I'm not liking either party right now. So,
well, but I still I'm a Bernie fan. I'm a Bernie Sanders fan. But yes, that is so great that you listen to both sides to come to your own conclusion. That is fantastic.
And then there's a couple of pastors that I listen to for my own. That's
great. It's like growth. Therapy for you, right?
Absolutely.
Whatever you do to better yourself.
And then I listen to this really incredible podcast called
All Things Internet. I don't listen to
I don't ever listen.
I'm subscribed to Grayson Mamrie's This Might Get Weird podcast. And also, Matt just made me become obsessed with revisionist history. It's like one of the most popular podcasts. I think you'd actually really like it.
Really?
Yes. It's just like huge production. I could never even in a million years match it. It's this guy who just talks about things that happened back in history. I would love that. Yeah, it's back in history that things have been overlooked or forgotten in history. And it's like he takes such amazing approaches to it. And it's like a whole production. Like he interviews people. It's so great. If you're a podcast listener, you know of this podcast.
Oh.
But if you're just listening to podcasts for the first time, revisionist history, there's some episodes that are a little more, I think, boring. Dad would like them. But there are some that they're all really empowering. I really like this guy's point of view and his thought process. Fast?
I can't listen to a podcast.
It's not slow, but it's not fast because everything he says, he doesn't meander on a subject.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like he says it. Okay. Dog is, hey, I know you need to go out and play. We'll play after. Don't eat grandma's hair.
It's already been barfed in today. And
that's okay. Probably why he's eating it.
Probably. It's got some good chunks in there from Flynn.
And then a last question today. Maya wants to know which sponsorship product is Gwen's favorite so far. Oh. Wait, no. You don't have to answer that. Which one do you use any of them still? Oh, maybe we shouldn't answer this.
Well, I'm wearing one of them.
What is... Oh, the Myro? No, the bra. The Lively bras. Yes.
I've liked a lot of them. I think the... Okay.
Blaze.
The enough. Fresh. Fresh Choice.
Fresh Choice? Freshy. No.
Fresh Choice.
Fresh Choice. Is it fresh? What is the food company, guys?
It was really good. Fresh. That one was really good.
Easy Fresh. Freshy. Oh.
Fresh Choice?
Is it Fresh Choice? No.
Yeah.
No, it is not. Hold on. I'm Googling it. What is it? Fresh.
And some of them I never got.
Fresh. No, it's not Fresh Choice. That's a market.
Oh.
You're thinking of a market. Oh, we're terrible. We're going to get in trouble.
No, it was one of our first ones. And I'm like, can we do them again so I can have more food?
Oh, you know what? We have it. We have one of them coming up. Let's look at what it is. Hold on, guys.
Good too. I like the other one.
What is it? HelloFresh.
It was fresh something.
It was fresh in the name. Wow, we're terrible.
Is that coming up?
Yeah, it's coming up in we're just giving them free promo. Oh, August 12th. Are you even going to be here?
I just bit some of my finger off.
You won't be here for it. Parker's going to have to read for you. How many podcasts do you have left with us? When do you leave?
I'm August 1st.
You leave August 1st, so we only have, I don't even know what day it is.
One more.
You only get, stop recording. So, I don't know when the video stopped recording, so you might just have black in that video. August 1st, you leave. Yeah. So we only have one more podcast together,
one more
Mom.
Podcast.
Just when we figured out our new favorite game, you're going to leave us like that.
You know, Andrew wants to fill in one of these times.
Oh, Andrew will for sure fill in.
He's so
I'm going to have Dad. I'm going to have Andrew. I'm going to have all my family. I'm going to have Parker. I'm going to have Jessica. Okay. I'm going to have Christopher. I'm going to have Jake, Bailey. I'm going to have them all.
Have them all. Do it. Hey, dog.
You better be careful. You might get replaced
for
real.
We were on, our video came out that we did for, what's
Snackable.
Snackable.
And not a sponsor, but we did do a video with Snackable, and it was fun.
It was fun. I had a blast.
I did too. I posted it on my community tab on my vlog channel. That's the only way I know how you can find it. I mean, just go Snackable and type in my name, and you'll should
Rachel
on YouTube.
And Mom.
Rachel and Mom. Anyway, so that's all the info and questions and things we have for today. That was a long podcast.
It was.
That's the whole kit and caboodle. Subscribe to our channel, subscribe to the podcast, like us on both. It helps us out. And that's about it.
Yeah. And we're going to get Tilly her prize.
We'll get Tilly her prize.
Yeah.
I love you guys so much. Mom, take us out.
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.